Blog
Fellows
Talk
who don't
Radio.
Have a male who would ever compete, be with him, be near him, he's never known what that's like. You know why? Because he's been a loser his whole life, and rather than step his game up, what he's practiced doing is chat rooms about his sexual frustrations. And we just say it like it is. I've never been that dude who's really been heavy about saber rattling about dope boys. I was the guy who told everybody, you know what? The dope game is really dead. Who are these fellas talking about that only want dope boys? The dope game is dead. It's been dead 2005. It's been dead. All the big time dope dealers alone. They legalized weed. Dope game is dead. Ain't no bums out there anymore. Ain't no shot callers out there anymore. Gave all of them life sentences. And then they legalized the weed. So ain't nobody making no money like that. So who are these fools still talking about? That girls just want, they just want thugs and dealers. That's what the girls want. That's all they want there. You know who in the hell is saying that? I'll show you exactly who is saying that. This is the dude saying it. Now they've got big, huge enclave online, red pills. And what they really need to call them is lazy pills. None of these guys are in those groups talking about this is what they built. This is what they've accomplished. Let me just say this in plain and simple English. A female ain't going to lose a damn thing if you got hit by a tour bus. But more importantly, neither your family nor your friends nor anybody else is going to lose anything. You're an Xbox warrior who shows up in chat rooms and says silly things. You're used to getting kicked out. So when you actually come into the circumference of real men, that's a shock experience for you. To see a grown-ass man rubbing himself down with a PS5 video game console. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. I've had a number of males sit up here and tell me, I'm going to say it. Had a number of males sit here and tell me that they wanted to pay just to watch. Nigga, watch what? Watch what? You guys have been engaging in pornography so long that it rubbed your competitive brain centers raw. Everything is about observation. Instagram, observation. Xbox, observation. Pornography, observation. Nothing is about participation. Much less excellence, is about observation. So no wonder the real issue here is that the females are like, I'll be damned. Do you got somebody who's got some driving ambition and is a big damn tub? Here comes Kevin Gates. Oh, she's like, hey, that's the only horse riding. The alternative are the fresh and fit Rolo Tomasi audience who literally been sitting there for years, in the case of Russell Folk, over a decade, regurgitating his books, talking about this, that, and the other. No results show for it. As a group, that whole conversation should be dead. That whole conversation should be dead. But it isn't. That's the shameful part of it. It isn't. Coming up here right now with literally the female count is about 2, actually going on 3-1. 3-1. That's literally what we got lined up for next week, 3-1. This is an internet environment here. This is an internet environment. And the only conclusion that you can come to in this regard is that there's a whole bunch of dudes think that what we're supposed to do is go out here and whine and moan and tell the females they need to sit up here and just accept you where you are. That we're going to sit up here and do the Oprah Winfrey thing for the males and just bully the females into just saying, well, I mean, it's about nothing right there. I mean, ain't nothing to do. No, the real issue here is that these guys are getting their pay grade. Just truth be told, getting pay grade. And it's offensive to them. Because they're seeing exactly what they qualify for. And they're like, wait a minute, this must be wrong room. Nope. This is what you qualify for. This is it right here. What they want us to do is sit up here and tell them some broke down cootie bill dude. It qualifies for whatever he wants to walk in with. And now we got a situation, and this is going to upset even more. There's a reason why I make my delivery so polarizing, because the truth of the matter is a lot of you dudes today now, you're more comfortable in the presence of other males complaining than you are in the presence of a female and winning. Now, there's the reality of it. A lot of y'all are a lot more comfortable sitting in the presence of a bunch of other neutered, castrated, fuck-broken, beta-ass, honey-nut, cheerio-eating dudes than you are in the presence of a female and winning. That's the issue. Be told about it. I don't have a solution for you. I don't have an answer for you. I have one for everybody else. I don't have one for a fellow who's saying, hey, how can I be unproductive? I don't have a solution for you. Phone lines are open. Let me go ahead and open up the Zoom. I'm at it. I was not going to be broadcasting tonight. I was looking forward to just taking care of everything else. But then that happened last night at the last minute. What it tells you here is there's a whole bunch of folks just whining for the sake of it. But the truth right now is that productive men are in low supply. If you all feeling what I'm talking about, give me the hammer emoji. If you agree that productive men who are building and producing, are in low supply, heavy demand, give me the hammer emoji and hit the like button. We're already starting out with over 1,500 people. Give me the hammer emoji and hit the likes button. Mama's boys everywhere, beware. If you're looking for somebody to comfort you in failing, this ain't the game. Caller from area code 347. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling?
My name is Jackie Candor, and I'm calling from Harlem.
Hello, Jackie from Harlem. What's going on?
The business, you just answered my question in the past minute and a half about you don't have the solution, you don't have the answer. So I know a fella that he passed on his whole opportunity for just public assistance housing, just like that. I mean, there's opportunities for men to thrive, and you think they're afraid of being on public assistance just because it goes against their reputation or something?
Well,
I mean they've already been a loser all their life.
To a fellow who is willing to accept that, see, this is the other issue that we have here. They're not ashamed. That's the real bottom line, is they're not ashamed. I would be ashamed to be that unproductive. I would be ashamed to not have any options. I would be ashamed I couldn't stand in the company of other men, my banker, my lawyer. You know, for me, it's always about improving my position. I couldn't stand in their company knowing that my position has either stagnated or worse. These guys are not ashamed. They're not ashamed that every single person that they meet is doing better than them. They're not ashamed of women mocking them. Now they just kind of recede unto themselves and hold themselves off the closets. They're not ashamed for the ones who can get on public assistance. They're not ashamed of that, because what it used to be was that as a man, you had a couple of bad years. You dust yourself off, you pick yourself up, you build yourself up, and then you move yourself up. But for a lot of fellas today, that's not what's happening. They're basically, they've been raised by single moms of the lowest gutter kind or emotionally imbalanced kind. Take your pick. The boys are doing their best imitation of a lazy, low-life female. Productivity is painful. They don't want any struggle. Basically, you've got males looking for a pedestal. They're looking for somebody to comfort them and put them on a pedestal so that he doesn't have to do anything, just sit there and basically carry on with what his mother was doing for him. That's basically what they want, is can I continue what mom was doing for me? And when somebody does say they don't want to do that, but they're not going to go in that direction, then it becomes a problem. So when it comes to making money or something like that and demonstrating your financial competence, which number one thing that a man needs to do is develop financial competence. They're competent at Xbox. They can find all the cheat codes. They can find all the secret codes. They can go ahead and get the downloadable content. But when it comes to the real world, they're completely uncompetitive. They are actually afraid of competing. They're not just uncompetitive, they're afraid of it. It hurts heads. It hurts their bodies. It hurts their psyches. They're completely broken. So at that point, their social circle simply becomes a bunch of other unproductive incels online. So there's nobody there really demanding anything or castigating for it. When they get online, they either are looking at the mama who enabled them or a bunch of other dudes or whatever feels letting them stay there until she can do better. And that's it. I guess the only upside to this is that most of them are not procreating. I guess that's the only upside. Most of them are not having children.
Yeah, I get it. Especially to the brother that can't wait to see the woman's cell phone because he ain't had a phone in months. And he's so excited that she pulls up her Instagram, he want to look at his Instagram page. That is just the most tackiest, unbecoming thing I've ever noticed a man do. Going to take my phone just to see his Instagram and then want me to hear songs off the Instagram. Brother, the business, I apologize that you have to cover this, but it is such a sensitive, much-needed topic to talk about.
Definitely, like I say, I speak about this all the time. I'm not the guy who sits up here and says, okay, let's focus 98% of the damn year on females, because as men, they need a place where somebody kicks them in the ass and says, hey, more is expected. More is demanded. And in the environment right now, it has just been absolutely galling. There's so much grist for the mill and so much intellectual feed being thrown in their feed bags to tell them that they don't have to change or you know, come any better. And so they become a lot like the females. They're looking for some pastor to preach to them, not to preach to them, hey, get up off your ass. They're looking for someone to preach to them to say, the problem is the women want too much. And what you're doing by contrast, what you're doing in conjunction with that, in effect, is telling them that they're all right like they are. And the truth of the matter is, I think that mathematically speaking, you shouldn't have situations like that. When you're talking to a national way, you shouldn't have situations like that. You shouldn't have that.
Well, truth be told, it's because, I apologize for speaking. My speaker is hard to hear you. Truth be told, listening to your broadcast for over a year and being on a couple of your Zooms and phone calls, I've actually, my game has went tremendously up. You should see the men that want to get something going with me. I can't believe it.
Well, being competitive, I think the best thing a person can environment, because if you're built to compete now, that's the only way you win. You never saw anybody win and they were not competing. I just don't get aid and comfort, and I certainly don't condone having uncompetitive people. The next generation cannot do better and get better when nobody is competing. So I don't create an environment that makes it comfortable to not compete. The more the people who do out compete should get everything. And let me go ahead and explain that. If the man that you are with is more competitive, he should have more than one female. He should have more than one car. He's out. He's overproduced. If he's able to produce for 7-8 people, yeah, he should have 3 cars. Like Floyd Withers said, that if he can feed 4 or 5 households, yeah, he should have more than one woman. Yeah, you're damn right he should. Have more than one woman, more than one car, more than one house. If he's got the ability to do that and all to upgrade more than one person, more than one household, yeah, he should have that. And if your chick happens to leave, there's what the guys really don't like. By the way, if your chick happens to come in contact with that and the competitive edge is not with you, There's a reason for that. Yeah, he should pull you abroad. He really should. Because you've had every opportunity to do so. You don't make men into better men by lowering the bar. You make men into better men by telling them the environment will be uncompromising and unforgiving. And you will either evolve or you will perish. One or the other. Forgive us the call here. And it sounds ruthless. You know what? Because it is life and death.